listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we are continuing our conversation on Medicare supplements. When do Med Sup plans K, L, M, and N make sense? Written by Roxanne Anderson. Do you tend to place clients in Medicare supplement plans C, D, F, or G? While it's true these Med Sups cover the most out-of-pocket costs, never overlook plans K, L, M, and N. Keep listening as we take a closer look at these plans and how they work. We will also break down the ideal clients for each plan type. First, let's take a look at Plan N. Now, you might be wondering why we're starting with Plan N. Well, this particular MedSup has become an increasingly popular choice among shoppers, and we think it will continue to attract more new enrollees with the 2020 MedSup changes that are on the horizon. Enrollees pay premiums, copays like $20 for a doctor visit or $50 for ER visits that don't lead to inpatient admission, and a small deductible, the Part B deductible, which for 2019 is $185. In exchange, Plan N pays for 80% of foreign travel emergency costs and 100% of each of its Medigap benefits related to Medicare Part A, Part B coinsurance and copayments, blood, and skilled nursing facility care. Premium-wise, Plan N is generally 25% less expensive than Plan F. However, unlike Plans C, F, and G, it does not cover Part B excess charges. Plan N is ideal for clients who only visit the doctor a few times a year, those who value having a lower premium than Plan F, and live in states that do not allow excess charges. Those states include Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont. In these states, individuals' out-of-pocket costs typically just include the $185 Part B deductible plus any copays. The only difference between Plans F and N in these states is that Plan F covers the Part B deductible, while Plan N does not. Next, we will back it up in the alphabet to Plan K. A good starting point for a healthy client, Plan K covers 100% of the Part A coinsurance and hospital costs. Additionally, it pays for 50% of each of the remaining Medigap benefits related to Medicare Part A, Part B coinsurance and copayments, blood, and skilled nursing facility care. It does not cover the Part B deductible, Part B excess charges, or foreign travel emergency costs. Plan K does pay 100% of enrollees' Medicare-covered costs for the rest of the policy year after they meet the annual Part B deductible and the plan's annual maximum out-of-pocket limit, which for 2019 is $5,560. This plan is ideal for clients who are aging into Medicare, are accustomed to having employer coverage, have out-of-pocket expenses, and live in states that do not allow excess charges. Third on our list today, Plan L. Plan L is similar to Plan K, but offers a little more protection. Like Plan K, Plan L pays 100% of the Part A coinsurance and hospital costs and does not cover the Part B deductible, Part B excess charges, or foreign travel emergency costs. Unlike Plan K, Plan L pays 75% of each of the remaining Medigap benefits related to Medicare Part A, Part B coinsurance and copayments, blood, and skilled nursing facility care. Once enrollees meet the annual Part B deductible and the plan's annual out-of-pocket maximum, which is $2,780 in 2019, Plan L pays 100% of their covered costs for the rest of the policy year. This plan is ideal for clients who have only minor health problems and live in states that do not allow excess charges. Last but not least on our list, Plan M. Introduced in 2010, Plan M was created to reduce the national budget deficit and eliminate wasteful spending caused by frequent doctor visits. It pays 100% of the Part A coinsurance, hospital costs and hospice care coinsurance and copayments, Part B coinsurance or copayments, the first 3 pints of blood, and skilled nursing facility care coinsurance. In addition, it pays 50% of the Part A deductible and 80% of foreign travel emergency costs. Like the other three plans, Plan M does not cover the Part B deductible or excess charges. This plan is ideal for clients who don't mind paying 50% of their hospital deductible and live in states that do not allow excess charges. So, which MedSup plan is right for your clients? It depends on their unique circumstances. Remember, your clients trust you to help them enroll in the right plan for their needs. If you sell a higher premium, benefit-rich MedSup plan to a client that may not need all that coverage, another agent might come along and put them in a more fitting, lower premium plan. Be sure to explore all your clients' options and thoroughly compare rates in your area. You're the expert. Continue to grow your business by showing that to those whom you advise. And if you're interested in finding out which MedSups are the most competitive in your local market, here at Ritter Insurance Marketing, we've developed something called a Smart Sheet. It is a free list of the most competitive plans from the top carriers in your area, and we will have a link to request yours in our show notes. There, you'll also find links to more podcast episodes like this one that we think you're going to like, as well as articles from our Agent Survival Guide site. So be sure to check those out as well. And if you have an insurance question that you just haven't been able to find the answer to, let us help. You can ask us to discuss specific topics by leaving us a review with your question in Apple Podcasts or leaving a message on our Ask ASG hotline. That phone number is 717-562-7211, and we will have that in the show notes as well, so don't worry about remembering that right now. Drop us a question, and we will answer it for you in an upcoming episode. You're listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, brought to you by Ritter Insurance Marketing. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your support. We will see you next episode.